Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben. Hunter Biden goes to Washington. He has time for a press conference, but no time to go into a closed-door deposition. Contempt proceedings have begun officially for Hunter Biden. A jail threat after defying this subpoena is significant. In theory, there's just one problem. You have the Department of Justice that would have to pursue those charges, and there's absolutely no indication that they would pursue those charges. Now, this on top of a vote on Biden impeachment inquiry. So let's start with him not showing up. And I want you to hear what the House Judiciary Committee chairman had to say after Hunter Biden skipped the deposition. And there was some shock, but honestly, it's what I predicted. He knows the DOJ, I think, will back him up. Take a listen.
We're disappointed they didn't show up. I mean, he was just across the way at the Capitol. You think you could come here and set the question? You do it in an open format now, you're going to get filibusters, you're going to get speeches, you're going to get all kinds of things. What we want is the facts. And the way you get the facts in every single investigation I've been involved in is you bring people in for an interview behind closed doors where you can get those facts. And then, as the chairman said, we'd love for him to come public. Finally, I would say this. Mr. Biden's counsel and the White House have both argued that the reason he couldn't come for a deposition was because there wasn't a formal vote for an impeachment inquiry. Well, that's going to happen in a few hours. We think it's going to pass. We think the House of Representatives will go on record with the power that solely resides in the House to say we are in an official impeachment inquiry phase of our oversight. And when that happens, we'll see what their excuse is then. They should have been here today, but once we take that vote, we expect him to come in for his interview, for his deposition. And frankly, we'll also, I think, look at contempt proceedings as we move forward.
Obviously, the contempt proceedings are, in fact, moving forward. Now, let me let you hear what James Comer also had to say about Hunter Biden missing his deposition, this closed-door deposition, but having plenty of time to do a press conference.
The president said that we expect him to come in and be deposed. This is a normal process in an investigation. This has been a serious, credible, transparent investigation from day one. We've published 4 bank memorandums. We've had countless press conferences. This is an investigation about public corruption at the highest levels. We have accumulated mountains mountains of evidence that's concerning to an overwhelming majority of Americans. We have specific questions in there, and I think we're going to allow you in there to see the piles and piles of documents, of bank statements, of emails, of text messages that we've worked very hard on in this committee over the last 8 or 9 months. We expect to depose the president's son, and then we will be more than happy to have a public hearing with him.
And then have that public hearing with him. Now, there was a lot that was said by Hunter Biden. He had a press conference on Capitol Hill, not showing up for the meeting, but having a press conference. Here is Hunter Biden in his own words outside of basically the United States Capitol building.
Good morning. I'm here today to answer at a public hearing any legitimate questions Chairman Comer and the House Oversight Committee may have for me. For 6 years, I have been the target of the unrelenting Trump attack machine shouting, "Where's Hunter?" Well, here's my answer. I am here. Let me state as clearly as I can, my father was not financially involved in my business. Not as a practicing lawyer, not as a board member of Burisma, not in my partnership with a Chinese private businessman, not in my investments at home nor abroad, and certainly not as an artist. During my battle with addiction, my parents were there for me. They literally saved my life. They helped me in ways that I will never be able to repay. And of course, they would never expect me to.
All right, let's just stop there and recap that first minute of BS. Number one, he says, I'm here today for a public hearing. Well, there's no public hearing that was scheduled, so that's stupid. That's like saying you're going to show up to the airport for a flight and you don't have a ticket. That's dumb. It's like showing up to a school that you don't attend for the first day of class that you haven't applied to and saying, I'm here for school. That would be stupid. That is how dumb Hunter Biden was to do this. Now, obviously, it was a publicity stunt, right? I'm here today for a public hearing. Well, that's not what today was. That's not what today was scheduled. There was no room for this public hearing on the books. In fact, there is no plan for a public hearing now. This is for a deposition. This would be like showing up to court after you've been charged with the crime saying, I'm here today for the sentencing and the trial hasn't even started yet. That would be stupid. Or walking in saying, I'm ready for the judge to declare me innocent today when the judge hasn't even heard the facts of the case, right? You don't get to dictate this way yet. Hunter Biden believes he can dictate this way on Capitol Hill because the DOJ is going to protect him, because if he is held in contempt of Congress, then they would be the ones that would have to prosecute. They're not going to. Second point here, it's exactly what their game plan has been all along. I am an addict. I was deep into drugs. My parents love me. They saved me countless times. And this is just a story of addiction and bad choices while I was an addict, and you should feel sorry for me. This has been the Bidens' plan all along. In fact, they exploited his addiction and continued to bring in the millions of dollars, knowing that the money was going to feed his addiction. They knew he was an addict, and they didn't care because he was going to always be the fall guy. His uncle, right? Jimmy was never going to be the fall guy. Joe Biden's wife was never going to be the fall guy. In fact, none of the other people in the Biden family were going to be the fall guy. Hunter Biden had the excuse. He was the addict. So exploit this addicted individual. And if you think about how sick that is from a parent's perspective, you're sending this kid out into the world to get to do business with the worst people in the world to make you money as the big guy and be your bag man, and you're exploiting his addiction and the cash he needs for this addiction and for the sex addiction and for the and for the prostitution and for the abuse of women and the sex trafficking of women. They actually looked at his addiction as an opportunity. On that standpoint, I actually do feel bad for Hunter Biden, because they weren't trying to help him. They were basically shooting this guy up, and then they'd sober him out to go get the money and then come back and let him get high as a kite and go back into the depths of hell. And then they would sober him back up to get on the plane to go do the next big deal. And then he would come back and he would get, they let him get high as a kite and do whatever the hell he wanted to with addiction. And women, they didn't care. And then they needed some more money. What would they do? They'd sober him up, throw him on a plane, put a suit on him, and get him to, you know, sober out a little bit, do another deal. And then what would they do? Here's your money, addict. Go get high again. Go get you some prostitutes. Job well done, boy. That's how they treated Hunter Biden's addiction. They didn't cut him off from the flow of money. They didn't try to stop his addiction. They didn't tell him he couldn't be in the family business any longer. They didn't stop giving him the access to the funds and the money and the millions of dollars. No, they said, keep the money coming. Hey, Hunter, you need some more drugs? All right, well, then sober up. We got to get on a plane to China. We got to go meet with some Chinese people. Get this deal done, and then you'll have another $1 million you can blow on hookers and blow, literally. That's how they treated their own son. So if you think, Hunter, you think Joe Biden gives a crap about you or about the interest rates or about the economy or about the crimes against children at the southern border, the sex trafficking at the southern border, the fentanyl that's killing our kids and grandkids in this country, let me be clear. They don't care because they don't even care about their own son when they abused him as an addict. They took advantage of him as an addict. In fact, I would argue they kept supplying him with the dollars needed for the addiction, so then they had the alibi so they could go get more money. For 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. And when I say the only one, I mean it. They're the only one. They make a huge difference every time that you pay your bill because they actually give back to conservative causes and organizations to help you stand up for what you believe in while you're paying a bill you're going to have anyways. This is the part that I love about Patriot Mobile. They're making a difference every time you pay your bill, every time you make a phone call, every time that you send a text message. Patriot Mobile actually gives money back to protect First and Second Amendment rights, to protect the lives of unborn children. And that's what they're doing right now as they celebrate their 10th anniversary. If you switch right now to Patriot Mobile, they are going to give a donation to help protect life and to help mothers choose life to an organization that does everything they can to protect the lives of unborn children. Then every month when you pay your bill, they're going to continue to support the causes that I just mentioned. And this is exactly why you need to make the switch. If you're tired of woke companies, switch your cell phone to Patriot Mobile. Whether you are a business, a small business, or just a family, you can switch and they make switching easy. They have a 100% U.S.-based call center, making switching extremely easy. You're going to get nationwide coverage, unlimited talk and text, and usually save real money on your bill. 972-PATRIOT. It's 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Or go online to patriotmobile.com/Ben. That's patriotmobile.com/Ben or 972-PATRIOT.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from 4 Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hunter Biden and the Biden crime family, I have to say it again, had the plan all along. This is going to be our alibi. Just tell them that your parents loved you and tell them you were in the depths of an addiction problem and that you've overcome that. And that's these bad decisions you made in the past. You don't even remember them because you were such a drug addict. That's their alibi. And sure enough, in the press conference, that's exactly what he said. Now, we're just a minute into this press conference and he's already put this story out there exactly like I expected him to. But keep listening to what he says.
And in the depths of my addiction, I was extremely irresponsible with my finances. But to suggest that is grounds for an impeachment inquiry is beyond the absurd. It's shameless. There is no evidence to support the allegations that my father was financially involved in my business, because it did not happen.
Well, that's not true. We know now countless times that your father met with your business associates without you there one-on-one. Countless trips that were taken by you and your father to meet with people that you were doing business with. Countless times they were doing meetings at the White House where you were not there and at the vice president's residency. Times that you had dinner at Cafe Milano with your business associates, and direct payments going to your father. Some of them reoccurring payments, $250,000 in direct payments on the day that massive amounts of money came in. WhatsApp text messages to the Chinese communists saying, you better send me the money. My dad's sitting next to me. And what happened? $5 million shows up within a week of you sending that text message. So the idea that there is no evidence and that you shouldn't have to answer these questions, I'll say it simply, you are a liar. And everybody knows that you're lying because we have the facts and the suspicious activity reports and now the check stubs that went to your father and the emails and the phone calls and the whistleblowers and others who worked with you who have testified that, yes, your father was involved. In fact, the product of your business was selling access to U.S. government through your father, who was the vice president of the United States of America.
James Comer, Jim Jordan, Jason Smith, and their colleagues have distorted the facts by cherry-picking lines from a bank statement, manipulating texts I sent, editing the testimony of my friends and former business partners, and misstating personal information that was stolen from me. There is no fairness or decency in what these Republicans are doing. They have lied over and over about every aspect of my personal and professional life. So much so that their lies have become the false facts believed by too many people. No matter how many times it is debunked, they continue to insist that my father's support of Ukraine against Russia is the result of a non-existent bribe. They displayed naked photos of me during an oversight hearing.
All right, this part makes me laugh. He's now going to act like he's a victim? This is the guy who exploited women and sex trafficked women, and now he's going to say they showed pictures of me naked. You're the one that left a laptop, lied about the laptop, said the laptop wasn't yours, and lied about it and had the entire media lie for you and the deep state lie for you, saying that the laptop was not real and it was Russian disinformation. And now we found out that there's a very good chance it would have changed the entire election. But all of these members of the deep state did everything they could to protect you. And when they went to protect you, when they decided to protect you, now you want to claim that you're a victim? So you're an addict, right? That's your excuse, number one. Number two, you're like, oh, well, they showed you things you shouldn't have seen before. Let's talk about all the pictures and videos you took of the women you were sex trafficking. What about them? Oh, well, I was an addict, so therefore it's okay. I can excuse it away. Oh, okay, got it. So people showing that these pictures are actually you, to prove a point that you were lying and your father was lying and the media was lying about how authentic the laptop was, you're now wanting to claim that you are some sort of victim in that process. Really? Oh, it gets even better. Listen to this again. The story is just so much, it's so sad. You don't understand. I'm the victim here, right? And he says the Republicans are shameless.
And they have taken the light of my dad's love, the light of my dad's love for me, and presented it as darkness. They have no shame.
All right, well, let's be clear. No one's taking your dad's love and shining a light that is darkness. The only person that's done that is your own father, who used your addiction to his advantage to enrich himself and your entire family. That's the truth. Your entire family used your addiction as so that you would be the bag man, number one. They put you in this situation where I'm sure they said, hey, don't worry, we're going to be able to protect you because no one will ever find out about it. And even if they do, we've got the deep state to cover for us. And you're the one that's so stupid you left your laptop. So to be clear, that's number one. But number two on this, and the most important part of this, is the fact that you want me to believe that you are somehow a victim of your family or of everyone else but your family. Your family is who did this to you. Yes, you're a grown man. Yes, you had a say-so in it. Yes, you were a part of this crime family, no doubt. But this crime family, they weren't high and drunk from what we understand. They weren't one bad hit away from an overdose. They were allowing and supporting your addiction because it brought in their cash, because it was the alibi they needed. They wanted you to take risks that they would never take on their own. And you were the guy that could take those risks, and then they would cover for you, and they needed you to take those risks, and they had your alibi. No one is turning your dad's love into darkness. I'm not, by the way, you might want to go talk to somebody, because I'm not so sure your dad loves you as much as you think. No father that truly loves their son would use and abuse their son's addiction this way and play Russian roulette with drugs so they could make money.
Yet, here I am, Mr. Chairman, taking up your offer when you said we can bring these people in for depositions or committee hearings, whichever they choose. Well, I've chosen. I am here to testify at a public hearing today to answer any of the committee's legitimate questions. Republicans do not want an open process where Americans can see their tactics, expose their baseless inquiry, or hear what I have to say. What are they afraid of? I'm here. I'm ready.
Hunter, are you willing to go across the street?
Why not testify now, sir?
That was it. There's the end of the press conference. I'm here. I'm ready. Well, there was no public hearing for today, so that was stupid. And you're an idiot. But again, you and I both know what this really is. This was a publicity stunt. We all know that he's an idiot. There is nothing that day planned. There was nothing on the for that day to happen. There was no public hearing scheduled. There was no, I mean, to dictate or to think that you can do this also just tells you how deranged the Biden crime family is. Now, why did he have this press conference? Because they're betting that there's enough Americans that will be stupid enough to say, well, he showed up today. Well, they could have talked to him and they chose not to. And they also believe there's enough Americans are stupid enough to feel sorry for him because of his addiction, which goes back to the other part of this. White House, by the way, was asked about this defying of a congressional subpoena. You want to know what the White House said today? It was amazing. Listen.
Is the president okay with his son defying a congressional subpoena?
I'm just not going to get into specifics on that. I would have to refer you to the president's but Hunter's personal representatives. He's a private citizen. I'm just not going to get into it.
Can you tell us when the last time the two of them spoke?
I mean, I'm also not going to get into private conversation that the president has with his family. We've been pretty consistent. That's nothing new. We're just not going to get into it from here.
By the way, it is new that you have a president's son that is defying a congressional subpoena. The same congressional subpoenas that were given to Donald Trump's children. And guess what? On that witch hunt, which ended up being a witch hunt, you know what happened? They ended up showing up for those depositions for hours on end. But apparently, when you own the deep state and you're Joe Biden, your son can do whatever the hell he wants to do, and there is no issues.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
I want to also move to something else that's important, and I promise you I'm going to keep covering the Hunter Biden disaster and the next moves by Republicans to hold him in contempt. But there's also some other issues, and it deals with Israeli funding, border security, and Jeffrey Epstein's flight logs. And Democrats are blocking you from seeing those flight logs. Join me to talk about that as United States Senator from Tennessee, Marsha Blackburn. Durbin was walking down the hall just a couple days ago, and a Fox reporter asked him a basic question. He was not happy. Take a listen.
I don't know anything about his flight logs.
But why won't you subpoena them? Why don't you want to know?
I know the issue. I know who Epstein was, but I certainly don't know anything about the issue.
Well, he was charged with sex trafficking, so why don't you want to know who was utilizing his private plane?
Never been raised by anyone.
Well, Senator Blackburn has wanted to subpoena them, and there hasn't been a vote in your committee.
He said a word to me, not a word.
But aren't you curious, like, what high-profile or powerful people might be closeted predators and pedophiles? Doesn't that concern you?
Of course.
So why won't you subpoena them if you can?
It's the first time anyone has raised it. Thank you, Fox.
Very snarky. He says, thank you, Fox. Now, let's play the lie. Because, Senator, you previously, go back to November the 9th, said this in front of Durbin, who's sitting directly in front of you in one of these committee meetings. Take a listen.
I seek recognition.
Senator Blackburn.
Since we're in the business of issuing subpoenas now, here are a few more that I filed. A subpoena to Jeffrey Epstein's estate to provide the flight logs for his private plane.
By the way, that was said directly to Durbin, who's chairing the committee. So he flat out lied to Fox, saying this is the first time he's ever heard of it. And then got a little snippy in the Senate committee meeting as well that day, saying, hey, Fox just asked me about this. I want to be on the record. You and I have never talked about this. Well, you had talked about it. We just played the audio. Why is he fighting so hard to protect the Jeffrey Epstein flight logs and those abusers that were on flying on that plane?
You know, Ben, one of the things that we continue to say is people that were on this plane were participating in this sex trafficking ring that Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell had manufactured. And we know that she was the one that recruited and groomed the girls and brought them into Epstein's orbit. And now, through her trial, through Jeffrey Epstein's death, what you're finding is flight logs were heavily redacted during her trial. People don't want to reveal who all was a part of this. And it gives the appearance that these are high-profile, high-dollar predators, and now they are trying to cover their tracks. So as we work on the issue of sex trafficking and human trafficking, which, Ben, this has become a $150 billion a year business over the last few years.
Yeah.
We need to know who all was involved with Epstein. Are they still doing this international sex trafficking? Who all was on his plane? That's going to give us insight into who actually was a part of his network. And that's what we're trying to get. And of course, this all got started because the Democrats have been on a tear to delegitimize the U.S. Supreme Court. And they've been going after Justice Clarence Thomas Daniel Alito. And they were going to subpoena two private individuals, Harlan Crow and Leonard Leo. So when we started that hearing, I sought recognition, and I said, these are the two subpoenas that I would like to push forward. That one, the one on Epstein and one on Sonia Sotomayor, a justice who got a $3 million book advance and didn't report it, whose staff sells the books to the groups where she's going to go speak, her court-appointed taxpayer-paid staff. She's made like $4 million on this book deal. Well, if you played the totality of that clip, after I finished speaking, Dick Durbin says, I would not have recognized you if I knew that's why you were seeking recognition.
Wow.
And so he was fully aware. Not once did I do this, but twice. And as you mentioned, at that hearing, he said, well, he tried to say we had never had a conversation about that. And I told him, no, that was incorrect. We had talked on the floor, and also I brought it up in committee and that I would gladly give him the transcript. And before I got back to the office, some reporters had already put the clip up where I was calling for this and the interaction with Durbin. So either he was aware of it, he has a bad memory, or he was not listening to what I was saying. So,
or he was just flat out lying to cover his AWS. I like that one. That's my favorite. Just personal point here. I think he knows exactly what's going on. Durbin's not a dumb guy, but there's obviously people here he wants to protect. And that's what brings me to my second question, which is, look, if there's Republicans, I don't care who they are, that were on this plane, that were partaking in this sex trafficking, I want to know who the hell they are. I don't give a crap if you're Republican or Democrat. Let us see the names. And I have a feeling there's a lot of Democrats based on how hard they're trying to protect this flight logs from coming out. I still find it astounding, and you may agree with me on this, and I want your take, that we had a trial for her. He, quote, hung himself, and the cameras just happened to be offline at the exact moment where he hung himself. We can debate that another day. But just reminding people of Jeffrey Epstein, what happened to him in prison. And not a single person outside these two have been charged with any of the sex crimes. Are you kidding me?
And this is why we have to begin to unravel this network and see who all was involved with this and who may still be involved now. You know, you've heard some of the big blue city mayors talk about prostitution rings and how they have proliferated in their communities. It's worse than it has ever been. Some of that is tied to cartels that are bringing women and girls in the country. Some of it is rings that have expanded. But what we do know is in 2019, human trafficking was a $500 million a year business, and now it is a $150 billion a year business. And Ben, it is women and girls that are having their lives ruined. Some of these girls are being recruited online, then they're being groomed, and then they're being put into these rings and into these associations. And it is devastating for their young lives. It is devastating for their families, and it is time for us to really drill down on this. And I'm the top Republican on the Judiciary Subcommittee on Human Rights, and this is one of the issues we need to take up.
Let me ask you about another issue, and it's another shocking one. There's a new report out that reveals nearly $2 billion has been funneled to big abortion providers, and you're now looking into this. Give us the backstory on this, and how the hell did $2 billion get funneled to big abortion providers?
Yeah, and, Representative Chris Smith and I decided last January to ask the Government Accountability Office, the GAO, to look at what was happening with the money going to abortion groups. We had heard that the Biden administration, it pretty much opened up the spigot for these groups. And of course, by an overwhelming majority, the American people and Tennesseans, I will add, do not want taxpayer funds going to pay for abortions. So GAO got their report back to us this week, and what we found out is right at $2 billion has gone in the past 3 years under Joe Biden to these abortion groups. And we also found out that Planned Parenthood took $90.4 million in PPP loans that were there during the pandemic to help small businesses and mom and pops. So that is the amount of money that these big abortion providers are pulling in. And while they may say, well, you know, we do women's health. No, they send people for women's health to the local community clinic around the corner. And that is who primarily does well health checks and checkups for women. So anyway, we are going to continue to work on this. People can go to our website, blackburn.senate.gov. They can pull down the GAO report. They can find it on my social media at Marsha Blackburn. But when this administration says, oh, we're not putting money into abortion, look at where the money has been going.
It's going to be very interesting to see how this works out. Senator, as always, it's a pleasure. Good to chat with you, and I'm sure we'll have you back again real soon.
You got it. Take care, Ben. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas as well. Don't forget, share this podcast with your family and friends. Share it on social media. Please hit that follow button if you're listening on Apple iTunes, or subscribe or auto-download, depending on what you're listening on, what platform. But make sure you follow us, and we'll see you back here tomorrow morning. Two-thirds of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.